The first time I slept with Poppy, I cried. We were both 16, and I'd been in love with her since I was a kid. Since I was still reading monster comics and spending too much time practicing sleight-of-hand tricks because I wanted to be a magician. People say you can't feel real love that young, but I did, for Poppy. She was the girl next door who fell off her bike and laughed at her bloody knees. She was the neighborhood hero who organized games of Burn the Witch and got everyone to play. She was the high school queen who reached forward one day during math class, grabbed Holly Trueblood's thick, white blonde hair in her fist, and cut it off at the skull while Holly screamed and screamed. All because someone said Holly's hair was prettier than her own. She was Poppy. After we slept together, I started crying. Just a little bit. Just because my heart was so full. Just a couple of small little tears. Poppy shoved me off, stood up, and laughed. It wasn't a nice laugh. It wasn't a, "We both lost it together. How wicked of us. How fantastic. I will always love you because we did this one big thing for the first time together" kind of laugh. No, it was more of a, "Is that all it is? And you're crying over it?" kind of laugh. Poppy slipped her long white limbs into her pale yellow dress, like milk sliding into melted butter. She was bonier back then and didn't need to wear a bra. She stood in front of the lamp facing me, and the ray of light shone right through her thin summer clothes, outlining her sweet girl parts in a way I would think of over and over again afterward, until it drove me insane. "Midnight, you're going to be the best-looking guy in school by senior year." Poppy leaned her elbows on the windowsill and stared out at the dark. Our high mountain air was thin but clean, and it smelled even better at night. Pine and juniper and earth. The night smells mingled with the smell of jasmine. Poppy dabbed it from a tiny glass bottle in her pocket, each earlobe, each wrist. "That's why I let you have me first. I wanted to give it to him. He's the only boy I'll ever love. But you don't know anything about him, and I'm not going to tell you anything about him." My heart stopped. Started back up again. "Poppy." My voice was weak and whispery, and I hated it. She tapped her fingers on the sill and ignored me. An owl hooted outside. Poppy swept her blonde hair back behind her shoulder in that gangly, awkward way she still had then. It was completely gone by the time school started up. She was nothing but smooth elegance and cold, precise movements. "And now no one will be able to say I didn't have taste, Midnight Hunt. Even when I was young. You're going to be so beautiful at 18 that girls will melt just looking at you. Your long black lashes, your glossy brown hair, your blue, blue eyes. But I had you first, and you had me first. And it was a good move on my part. A brilliant move." And then came the year of me following Poppy around, my heart full of poetry and bursting with love, and never seeing how little she really cared, no matter how many times I had her in my arms and how many times she laughed at me afterward, no matter how many times she made fun of me in front of her friends, no matter how many times I told her I loved her and she never said it back. Not once. Not even close.